You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie, hi, I'm Elfie Scott with your evening headlines for Friday, May 26. Two children have handed themselves into police and are now assisting them with the investigation into a massive blaze that destroyed a building in Sydney's Surry Hills. Witnesses reported seeing a group of young people running from the heritage-listed building on Thursday afternoon before the massive blaze took hold. The children were urged to come forward to police with their parents, and two 13-year-olds handed themselves into inner-city police stations on Thursday night. More than 120 firefighters were called to douse the huge flames that engulfed the building, and a tight exclusion zone is expected to remain in the city for at least a week, displacing at least 50 residents as the scene is secured. Consumers are being warned that the high cost of fresh fruit and vegetables won't be coming down anytime soon. Fresh food suppliers say the high cost of energy and labour and the impact of supply chain disruptions are bound to keep the price of fresh groceries up for months to come. Speaking at a food security inquiry, Claire McClelland from the Australian Fresh Produce Alliance said that the rise in prices has a direct relationship to production costs. The industry has also called on the government to invest in a steady and reliable supply chain because of the far-reaching effects that disruptions can have. McClelland warned that Australian supermarket shelves could empty out again if there are any more disruptions to the supply chain. Renters in Western Australia will be given greater freedoms to keep pets and modify their homes following a spate of changes to rental legislation. The law changes will also mean that rent increases will be limited to once every 12 months, while landlords and property managers will be banned from encouraging bidding wars by pressuring tenants to offer more than the advertised rent. Properties will also have to be advertised at a fixed price rather than a range. However, the changes to the rental laws stopped short of changing eviction laws in the state, where landlords can evict tenants at the end of a fixed-term lease without reason if they provide 30 days' notice. Perth's median rent has shot up 17% in the past year, and rental vacancy is just 0.7%. The government are hoping that the legislation changes will be introduced to Parliament this year and come into operation in the second half of 2024. And New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said that the government is looking at lifting the cap on events and that nothing will stop Beyoncé's tour if she wants to come to Sydney. Venues New South Wales, which operates the SCG and Sydney Football Stadium, are currently looking to lift the cap on major music events to 20 per year. The current restrictions have meant that Venues New South Wales has been unable to host some international artists, including Beyoncé, the Foo Fighters, Bon Jovi and Billy Joel. Lifting the concert cap could bring in an additional $1.3 billion for New South Wales businesses across the lifetime of the stadiums. Minns said on Friday that Sydney is a major international city and we can host a football game and a rock concert in the same week. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on the shocking death of Claire Noland, the 95-year-old woman killed by a police taser, and what should happen now. The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily wherever you get your podcasts.